Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining Dr. Perletta Ramos and Roz Shell in Living Life Powerfully. We help you turn the ordinary into the extraordinary by claiming your power, getting your heart in the game, and learning how to live from the inside out. Let's create more happiness and success in your life.
Yes, let's do that. Let's do that together. Welcome, friends. What is so exciting right now is, you know, the beginning of 2016. Yes, we're still in the beginning, even though it's 2-3 weeks in. But you are holding a blank check in your hand. Yes, a blank check. Because, you see, every new year, we do get a blank check, a blank canvas. Another chance, another opportunity. And a blank canvas is where we can create whatever we want. And Perletta and I have talked at length, I know, in our previous shows about the creative process. So this is just another whole aspect of it. Today we are going to focus on imagination, which is such an important part of the whole creative process. Without using our imagination, we are just like Alice in Alice in Wonderland. One day, Alice came to a fork in the road and saw a Cheshire cat in a tree. "Which road do I take?" she asked. "Where do you want to go?" was his response. "I don't know," Alice answered. "Then," said the cat, "it doesn't matter." Yes, it really doesn't matter. Often we don't take our imagination seriously, or we don't even value it. Why do you think that is, Perletta?
I think that we tend to focus on math and science and objective reasoning. And so because we like things that are concrete, we're taught to like things, facts and information. We dismiss it. Or I think we just may not think about it. But Albert Einstein said one of the most brilliant things, and he's a brilliant man. So what he said was the imagination is more important than knowledge. For knowledge is limited to all that we know. And the imagination embraces the entire world. And because of that, there's more there that we will ever come to know or even understand. So the imagination is infinite, and because sometimes that feels overwhelming, I think people like to know, to believe what they can know in simple terms.
Yeah, so it's just too much, and I think it's so easily accessible, too. We just, like, go there, you know, just like that. And we have been using our gift of imagination. I know growing up, that I use my imagination a lot because, like, when I came to this country, I couldn't even speak English. I was only 7 years old. I couldn't even speak English. I couldn't understand anybody. And then, you know, throughout my younger years, we traveled a lot to different parts of the world. I couldn't understand people until I was able to learn the language. And I would always go to my imagination. So we do use it, but a lot of times we use it as a means of escaping from our issues and our problems. Now, notice just how easy it is to turn to our imaginative mind when it is a fear-based reaction. Perletta, if I say to you, you know what, they're about to drop a bomb on your house, you know, where does your imagination go? Right away, right? You're going to react. Because you know, when it's fear-based, we immediately can go right to our imagination and imagine everything because our survival depends on it. We're going to just turn right to our inner self-created story as if it's really true because we're going
to
need it to survive. Uh-huh.
I have to say that when you said that first thing that I imagined really quickly was the thick cloud of dust over at the top of my house.
Mm.
Which is interesting.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So, and we take it seriously, don't we? It's not like we're going to ignore it. You're going to run out of there. You'll be taking some action.
One of the comments that I made just a moment ago that I think people don't necessarily even think about their imagination. It's also, I think, overlooked. We don't value it as much, so we may not be aware of it. And using mm-hmm. whether it's positively or negatively, or becoming aware that we have it, that it can be a tool to be used, is very powerful.
Yes, very powerful. So some of us have simply just created such a distance between our imagination and reality that these two worlds seem to be in different galaxies, and we just see no connection between the two. And there's also a misperception that we have imaginative, creative people on one side, and then on the other side we have these rigid, dogmatic, dedicated people, but they're not creative and they're not imaginative. So we ourselves deny our own imagination. We just simply don't look at it as anything that is powerful. So whether you were conditioned from a young age to stop the daydreaming or told that, you know, you are just not creative, forget it. We are aiming to have you perceive yourself in a whole new way today. So buckle up and let's go for a ride into our world of imagination and creativity. What were you going to say, Paletta?
I was going to say, we're also on actually today is Monday, and it's the national holiday for Martin Luther King, where people are observing the imagination that Dr. King had, and during the time of civil rights in this country, where some people couldn't imagine another way of life where people could be treated equally based upon the content of their character and not the color of their skin. And so the imagination, if we use it or look at it in that context, can be used, as I mentioned earlier, very powerfully to help change our world, not just personally, but it can be used socially or really in any context to help develop us as a people.
Right. So, well, let's just look at the dictionary, what it defines what imagination is. And it says that imagination is the ability to imagine things that are not real. The ability to form a picture in your mind of something that you have not seen or experienced, or the ability to think of new things. Something that only exists or happens in your mind. That's a dictionary definition. I personally love the way that Carl Jung explains it, the famous psychologist. The great joy of play is that for a time we are utterly spontaneous in a state of being. No thought is unthinkable. No image is unimaginable. Every good idea and all creative works are the offspring of the imagination. That's very powerful. You know, for me, imagination is a state in which I am open to everything and attached to nothing, where my mind is not fixed on any specific outcome, and my mind is in a state of flexibility and adaptability. So first comes imagination and then creativity. So another way to say it is that creativity is imagination in action. So let's just look at a common way in which we may be using our imagination, okay? So the first thing is we have our own unique experiences, which we categorize as our past. The second thing we want to look at is we have our beliefs based on what we have picked up from the external world. So we have our experiences and we have our beliefs. And then number three, we have also made certain assumptions based on the first and the second, based on our unique experiences and our beliefs. And it is important to note that our assumptions are basically stories that we make up, which actually have nothing to do with reality. So stated simply, we know that certain things based on our experiences, right, we have those, and we make space for things that are not in our experience. We do not know for sure, but we form beliefs that we hold on to as if it is reality. And to top it off, all of this is drowning in our assumptions. So I hope you're with me here, because I want you to see, you know, how we're operating right now when we don't have a self-awareness. So if we make assumptions about things that are not yet in our experience, wouldn't it be similar to hallucinating? The moment you give power to the assumption, your mind simply, it just goes off so quickly into the imaginary world where our imaginations are more real than reality itself. Just like if you were to go sit in a movie theater. Now, for those 2 hours, what is on the screen is more real than reality itself. But now you step out of the theater and it is back to the same world that you left. So it is also with our imaginations. We just go there and we come back with very little. It's kind of like, you know, we're just walking into a movie theater, walking out. It's like, what did you really get? You know? So why am I bringing this up? So that we can be clear that as it stands, the power of our imagination in its purest form, is inaccessible to us, and it is as it is clouded by all of these beliefs and assumptions. So it's not that we don't have it. We have it, but it's inaccessible to us the way that it's working right now. We're just using it like a movie screen. So it is essential to see your beliefs and assumptions as the culprit, as the basic obstacles. Many of us feel naked, though, without our beliefs and our wonderful assumptions. You know, it's like, no.
How about an example to make it real for me? I don't really go into the imagination world often.
You don't go into it?
Mm-mm. No, I've been trained as a lawyer. I've been practicing the last 20 years. I tend to be rather concrete in my thinking. It's something I have to work on, so it doesn't come naturally for me.
Okay, so what are the beliefs? What are the beliefs that you have? I mean, one of the beliefs is it doesn't come naturally for me. I just don't go there. I just don't, you know, that's one of the beliefs.
Mm-hmm. I've practiced writing and, for example, I'd like to do more creative writing. I'm a very good technical writer, but, you know, creating stories out of, you know, my thoughts is not something that I have experience with doing.
So when you were a little girl, do you remember going into your imagination? Or is that just something that you've just never really... Because, you know, children just naturally imagine. I mean, they just, you know, children have imaginary friends. And, I mean, if we did that as adults, people would put us, you know, as insane or something. But, yeah, I mean, as children, do you ever remember, like, imagining as a child, like, in play or?
No, not really. Well, I'm reminded of John Lennon's song, and because he has a song called Imagine.
Yeah, imagine all the people. Yeah, I love that song.
I have a lyric, and when he sings that song, you know, imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. When other people speak things around the imagination, I can visualize and I can see it. That's not the issue. It's creating it on my own. So, at the end of his song, where he's, or maybe it's more towards the middle, he says, imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. I think, I think that's one of the very powerful things about music, because when music is used to help people to really shift from the concrete way, and then you go on a trip with musicians, with singers, and at least I do, I go into the place of imagination, and it's, but to initiate that on my own, to write some lyrics like that, or to be able to create, to be in that space of creating, I think for some people it's very challenging.
And it's right. So I can clearly see that you have a lot of beliefs and assumptions around it. So that may be one of the reasons. I mean, I think one of the things I heard you say is, well, I'm trained as an attorney, but, even before you were trained as an attorney, right? You didn't get trained as an attorney until you were an adult. But before that, what was it? Before that, what was it? So there's something in you that is keeping you from really, I see you as a very creative, imaginative person. I mean, some of the photography that you do, I mean, some of the traveling that you do, and some of the ways that you put like trips together. I can't believe, Perletta, that you don't really go into imagination, because because I see you as a very creative, imaginative. I mean, I'm aspiring to do some of the things that you do. So it's really a shock for me that you're saying that you don't have imagination.
I create a whole bunch of stuff. I certainly see myself as creative. Imagination for me represents being in my head and kind of visualizing and being in that space of formulating from nothing. I don't spend a lot of time there. Once I get an idea about something, then I tend to go immediately into creating it in the real world. And I'm curious about this idea of staying in this place of, imagination, in Lennon's lyrics, imagine a world, imagine the people, kind of hanging out there. No, I don't do that. And I think actually, and I hate to say what most people do, but I don't think most people kind of hang out in the world of imagination. Oh, let me imagine this, let me imagine that. I don't think that.
Well, no, you're not actually saying it. It's just I would say probably it's like a beingness, like you get out of the doing and you just allow yourself to be in this space where there are no outcomes, there are no judgments, it's unconditional, you give up your past. It's just, I think it has more to do with being than to say, okay, now I'm going to be doing some imagining right now. I don't think it works like that, because that would just be more doing. And I don't feel like, I think you said you're in your head. I would say that instead of just being in your head, I think it's like you are totally giving yourself to the moment and just being in this moment and just not being attached to anything. There's no outcome. So hopefully that maybe, answers it a little bit for you, in the sense that, if you're always attached, because that's what Carl Jung also said at the beginning. Like I said, it's like, it has to be complete spontaneity, and you can't have spontaneity when you're having to think about it, now I'm going to go into my imagination. it's blossoms from within you. So I would say that you may want to look at your beliefs and your assumptions that you're making about really how imaginative you are, because, you know, before you got trained as an attorney, what was happening? You know, you had to have imagined something for your life, something better than what you were, you know, maybe like you talked about in your childhood, maybe if you were abused, or, you know, you came from whatever, you know, whatever story we have around our own stuff, we have to have imagined something different in order to mm-hmm. take some action, especially as children. Because, I mean, I used to run around. I was going to be a Bollywood star when I was little. I used to run around the trees and sing like that. It was crazy. I had such a... it was crazy. Okay. So let's just, you know...
That you're kind
of, go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that you're conjuring up in my mind is this idea of being playful and allowing... room and space for spontaneity. And you know, I have one of those kicks, and one of my kicks is, in our Western world, we're so busy taking care of tasks, working on being successful, creating to-do lists, and then, you know, kind of marching through those lists. We don't always leave enough time for play, and certainly for spontaneity. How spontaneous can you be if you're working through your, you know, 20-item to-do list? Right.
Right. And you know, and the thing is, this is what I said, because we feel naked without it. We feel, you know, as if our very identity is gone, because, you know, we want to remain in the known versus the unknown. So
yeah.
One of the things, this is what I'm getting to, is number one, put down your beliefs and assumptions by becoming aware of them, challenging them, experiencing yourself without them. Just have little experiences, even if it's only for 30 seconds, because that 30 seconds is going to start to grow. Just, you have to become aware of your beliefs and assumptions. And the second thing, which is key, is to get comfortable with the unknown. And the only way to do this is just experiment with yourself by simply becoming present to what is. Just pretend like you have amnesia, okay? And realize that you are still you, and that you did not disappear, you did not die, and that you are not defined by any of your beliefs, assumptions, or the unknown. It's about shifting our identity. So, you know, Stephen Covey says, live out of your imagination, not your history. So if we can put down our beliefs and assumptions, okay, and get comfortable with the unknown, now we're going to be ready to live out of this whole new place, this world of our imagination, and not just adding to what is already there, right, which is our past. Now even the sky is not the limit. Your imagination is the limit. You are ready now for a new dimension. And maybe that's why Einstein said imagination is more important than knowledge. Right? Just like what you were talking about, Perletta. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. Are you, our listeners, are you ready to encircle the world? That's my question. Okay, a lot of times that's pretty scary. It's only in survival mode that we need our ability to discriminate, because our very survival depends on our discrimination. When we use the intellect, imitation is a natural process, and gathering more is an innate part of this process when we use the intellect. But in the realm of our imagination, none of this applies, since there is no imitation, there is no gathering, there is no more. but just a complete letting go and stepping into and allowing. So I want you to grab a pen, paper, and maybe a camera if you have accessibility to it. Otherwise, you can come back and listen to this. So if you are in a position to just close your eyes, Perletta, if you could do this with me, that'd be great. Otherwise, you can just listen to this episode later and do this exercise. Now take some nice, long, deep breaths and think of something that you are so grateful to have in your life. An object, a person, a place, some music, and paint a crystal clear picture in your mind's eye. What does your environment look like? What is the temperature? Who is there with you? How are you feeling? If you have allowed yourself to completely surrender to this space, you will feel at one with this moment, this feeling. You will know what it really feels like. And if you have one thing, find another thing. And do it again and again. Keep painting those crystal clear pictures. Now find something else and continue to stay with it, painting these beautiful pictures with your imagination. When you are totally immersed and envisioning all this beauty clearly, very slowly, I invite you to shift to a dream. Something you want to achieve or create in your life. In this space, you have everything you could ever imagine and more. There are no limits to your time, your money, your resources, your abilities, and experience. Since you are now a part of this new world, where everything is possible, what will you do? Feel it within the very core of your being. Envision it. Believe it. Stay connected to this vision. Paint this crystal clear picture of it with your mind's eye. Let's see if you can add the details to bring it to life and go deeper. This is your dream, your passion, your life. Stay with it because this is yours. Remember that this is where all things are possible and limitless. Etch this picture in your mind, in your heart. Take a deep breath in, slowly exhale, another deep breath in, exhale. Now slowly open your eyes, take your pen and start drawing the picture. Take your time. Maybe if you can't draw a picture, just do it in symbols. Once you've drawn the picture, now with your camera, this is the time to take a selfie. Take a selfie with this picture. Now, I read this a while back. Imagination is the beginning of creation. You imagine what you desire. You will what you imagine, and at last you create what you will. For 2016, we wish you limitless imagining and creation beyond your wildest dreams. Thank you so much for joining us today. Feel free to email us at pearlrajradio@gmail.com and like our Facebook page, Living Life Powerfully. Be authentic. Do your best. Have fun.
So long.